if you have a new road and it has a really black colored surface, do you have a name for that?
No, I think that's what they call paved road, I reckon. Pavement, because they put more of that stuff on it and they do these yellow rock roads. See, this, I don't know, it's heavier coated than this one here.
Yeah.
I reckon that's why we call it paved road.
Okay.
Because it's much thicker than this.
Do you ever call it asphalt or tar?
Well, there's asphalt on there. Yeah, they put asphalt on the highways.
Okay. Now, this one may not apply either because I haven't seen any of them. Well, yeah. What do you call the grassy strip that's between the sidewalk and the street?
Well, I just call that grass, plain grass. What you call that?
I don't have a name for it either. I guess some people do.
Yeah, somebody may.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a road out in level country?
Well, we call it a ditch too. Where the water drains from the road and ditch from to keep the road from, you know, from standing, the water from standing.
Okay. Do you have a name for a worthless old dog that just hangs around but isn't any good?
What do I have a name for? I just call him old no good dog. Because the Honey Reedville is full of those things.
We saw one, we almost hit him. He ran across the front.
Well, I wouldn't care if you had to hit him. There's one little fella here in my yard, right like that, and people bring them and dump them off in the yard. And I tell you, they're not good for nothing. They're not good for a thing. But just dig around your flowers and lay around the doorsteps, and I just don't like them. I've been trying to get them to catch that little one, glad I could take him off.
What do you call the name or the sound that a horse makes, the gentle sound when you go to feed him? He sort of goes, something like that.
I say, people used to say they're whicker.
Oh.
That's the only thing I know. I hear people say, hey, you better go feed your mule or your horse, he's whicking out there.
Okay, what do you call the chicken bone that's shaped sort of curved like that and the children like to play with?
Some people call it the pulley bone.
Have you heard anything else?
I don't know where I have or not.
Okay. Suppose that you have a field of hay or clover or something like that, and you plant it the first time, and then you cut it off, and then it just grows back again. Do you have a name for the second time when it grows back?
For what you say, hay?
Oh, hay or most anything that.
Well, we call it the second growth.
Okay. What do you call bread made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And can you tell me some other things that are made out of cornmeal?
Yeah, you make cornmeal. You make bread, different kinds of bread, you know, and out of cornmeal. That's what I don't understand. I don't know anybody do it. Make cornmeal on meal, fish fried.
What do you call it when you fry it with fish? Does it have a special name?
No, nothing but cornmeal.
What about if you cook it with greens?
Well, some people call that corn dodgers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard that word. I wondered if.
But that's been ever since I was a child. I haven't seen none lately.
Huh? What about hush puppies?
Well, yes, they make hush puppies, things like that. But they're still bread.
Yeah. Just special names.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they different shapes?
Well, no, I wouldn't think so. I haven't ever seen different shapes of hush puppies. Now you take cornmeal. You can take cornmeal and make bread out of it. You call and you make dressing out of it.
Oh, that's yummy.
Well, I know I make dressing.